Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ravens will turn the page come Wednesday. John Harbaugh met with the media today in the aftermath of their 44-10 loss to the Houston Texans. Cordell Woodland was there, covers the Ravens for us here at 105.7 The Fan, and joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. So, Cordell, you've had a day to digest it. You heard from Harbs. How do you feel about this team as they start getting ready for the Rams on Wednesday?
I still don't feel good about them. Still banged up, still playing poor football on both sides of the ball, and they seem like they don't have a solution. I feel like, you know, they're as shocked as anybody that they're in this predicament. And I, you know, Harbs keeps talking about how they're going over everything and they're trying everything to fix this and get back on the right path. But I just wonder if they even know what that looks like. What are you going to do to fix this? They don't seem to have a definitive answer, because if they did, they would have already done it and they wouldn't be 1-4 right now. So I don't feel good about this. And this, you know, we could just kind of be at the beginning of this right now.
Cordell, there's so much wrong. And we've talked a lot about John Harbaugh today, and the team did not seem ready to go at all yesterday against the Texans. And I know this team is banged up, and they were missing several starters yesterday. That being said, that was one of the low points of the franchise yesterday. How wrong were we about this roster? Even with all of those injuries, that it's been non-competitive football the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you start talking about effort and want to, and, you know, it's week five, and we're already talking about guys not playing, forget playing up to your full potential, just effort-wise, you don't see it. I didn't see a single violent pass rush rewatching that game. Yeah. I mean, you watch these guys, they get stood up at the line of scrimmage defensively. Nobody's fighting off their blocks. They can't run block to save their life. I mean, at all. Yeah. At all. They try to pull. They try to beat guys to these gaps. It's not happening. It's a traffic jam in these holes right now. And then it's like, you talk about the roster. I mean, yeah, clearly they have deficiencies in the trenches on both sides of the ball. They can't get after the quarterback. And no doubt these injuries piling up, they don't help. But just talking about the low point, I mean, I'm sure we've all seen the video of John walking off the field yesterday, yeah, getting booed out of the stadium. I mean, that's a tough watch, honestly. That's a tough watch. Even if and I'm to the point now to where it almost feels inevitable, especially if this roller coaster keeps going south the way it's looking. Yeah, this probably could be it for Harbs, but that video, I think, really sums up where they are right now as a football team.
I mean, how do you sort out the Cooper Rush of this? This was not the sort of script, right, that anybody, when he was signed, it wasn't come in now with the whole season cratering, must win game against a hungry opponent, and you got no offensive line, and they're gonna take Derrick Henry's legs away, and you're going to be playing from behind all day. But, like, how do you evaluate him in this?
I think it's tough to be honest with you. I think it's easy to look at this at his box score and say he had a terrible day. And he didn't have a good day, no. That's for sure. I mean, good luck finding anybody in a Ravens jersey that had a good day yesterday. But I feel like it's tough for me to go at him when the game was – they weren't playing yesterday. They weren't playing. Nobody really gave themselves a chance. You got Mark Andrews dropping the ball, tipping it up, that turns into an interception. Yeah. You got Rashad Bateman that Harbs today basically admits that Rashad Bateman pulled up on that route. Like, Cooper Rush is one of the and anybody that's heard me talk about Cooper Rush dating back to training camp knows how I feel about him. I don't think he's very good. The turnovers are what they are. But I'm not looking at him as, like, the first thing that needs to change. I know that Harbs today was asked about Huntley, and he didn't turn it down. I mean, honestly, I left today feeling like there's a good chance we could see Tyler Huntley in some form mm-hmm. of capacity on Sunday. But I feel like we've seen that movie enough. Like, he's not. I don't think he helps the running game because he's not as mobile as we thought he was initially. The pass game will be dreadful. Non-existent. With him out there, especially if they can't run the ball to begin with. I think that's an even worse football team if you put Tyler Huntley out there to start, but that's just me.
We're talking with Cordell Woodland. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, I'm going to ask you a question I asked the guys earlier. Let's assume that the game this coming Sunday against the Rams goes down in similar fashion to the last 3 weeks. Is Zach Wirth still the defensive coordinator for this team when they come back from the bye?
I mean, I don't feel good about it. I guess probably not, but he's a Harbs guy. I guess for me, I just don't think firing Zach Orr is going to change anything. I may be in the minority in this. I'm not absolving him of his responsibility in all of this even at all. But there are already a lot of cooks in the kitchen on the defensive side of the ball, arguably too many. And Zach Orr leaving, what's going to change? What's going to change? Are they going to change schematically? Probably not. Maybe they're a little more aggressive than they are in terms of sending pressure than they are right now. But especially if these injured guys haven't come back, and even if they do, who cares? I mean, they weren't good even before they got hurt, as a unit at least. I just don't foresee that being the answer. And like John said yesterday, it could be one of the things to quiet the noise a little bit, because you got to make people feel like you're doing something. But I would not anticipate this defense all of a sudden turning the corner, at least not immediately, if Zach Orr is released or fired in that case.
Cordell, there were pretty decent expectations on Malachi Starks and Mike Green to both hit the ground running as their first and second round picks. And this is to not say that they won't become good players, impact players down the line. But what have you thought of them through their first month?
I think it's been unfortunate that the rookies haven't been able to be rookies. They're going to make mistakes. It's the first quarter of the season that we've just gotten through. They're going to make mistakes. That's expected. But what wasn't expected was for them to be asked to carry as much weight in this defense as they're being asked to do right now. I mean, Malachi was a day one starter, and really Mike Green technically too, because he's out there consistently in pass rushing situations. But that's what the idea that Kyle Hamilton is going to be next to Malachi Starks on every down. That's what the idea that Nnamdi Madubuike is going to be in the interior of that defensive line. It is a lot to ask of these guys. I mean, you got Teddy Buchanan wearing the green dot on Sunday. This is where they are. It's just an unfortunate situation for these guys to be in, because they're under the microscope right now because all of the starters are hurt and they're on the side of the ball that is one of the worst units in the NFL right now. So they haven't looked great, but I think it was also it should have been expected that they were going to have their growing pains.
Cordell, you and Beltway Ben back this Friday?
Yeah, as far as I know, we're back on Friday. We'll be
going
from 6 to 8. Yeah, as far as I know, we are. So, we'll have a lot to talk about, I'm sure. Yeah. And the Ravens right now, 7.5-point favorites to the Rams.
Dogs.
Next week. We'll see how this practice week goes. But if certain people don't show back up, that spread could get even bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't feel good about this Ravens team right now.
Cordell, thanks, buddy. As always, we appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, coming up next, Cordell was there when John Harbaugh spoke to the media earlier today. What did he have to say? We'll hear it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Next here on The Fan.
Yeah, with the, you know, Lamar and the other guys, the list of guys, I would say we're in process of figuring that out right now. So through the week, we'll know. You know, those kind of injuries are going to be, just have to see how they progress.
John Harbaugh speaking earlier today and saying Lamar and the other guys, injury-wise, he does think, to go on more what he said today, he does think he's going to get some guys back this week, for what that's worth. Now, I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to be one of them, though.
Yeah, I don't either. Look, I mean, the scary thing is, this is an early bye this year, and there's a lot of football to go, and it's a triage sport, and there's going to be more injuries. That's just the reality. And for them to be playing this far from behind in the standings and in the medical unit is problematic.
What makes it even trickier is the fact that the majority of these injuries with these guys that were out this past week are pretty much all soft tissue. It's hamstring, groin, calf, hamstring. Like, how are these guys going to respond? Like, it's hard to really know, especially this far out, who's going to be ready for Sunday.
More from Harb speaking earlier today. Let's go to cut three, Beltway Ben. Harb says it's been a tough week.
Last game. I mean, last game was, you guys are going to ask the question. It was tough. I mean, it was a tough circumstance. It's one of those, I don't know how many games in the NFL have had that many guys out for a team. So on top of Nnamdi. So that's just reality of it. But appreciate the way our guys fought. I thought our defense played really hard. And there were some big mistakes. You know, there were some mistakes that, you know, some young guys made that hurt us, you know, against a good offense. And those guys were, you know, they did a nice job against us. But, you know, there's a few plays out there that really shouldn't happen that are kind of young guy type of mistakes. So they'll learn from that. There's positive in that. And we'll get some guys back.
So what do you hear there? He says they played hard.
I hear a lot of Pappelman like excuses.
Kyle Van Noy, who immediately followed John Harbaugh at the podium when someone was kind of laying that up to him. Hey, you guys are no excuses, man. We just saw the 49ers a couple days prior pull off an upset on the road against a heavily favored Rams team that favored by 8.5 points. And they were missing several players talking about San Francisco. That kind of showing, that it's different if you lose by 7. It's different if you lose by 3, 10, heck, even 14 points. You lose by 34.
There's a lot of things you can look to as tea leaves to say, is it turning around? Can it turn around? And you can look at the tape and it sucks. You can look at the stats and it sucks. You can listen to the sound bites and they largely suck. It's a lot of loser talk, both who's talking and who doesn't want to talk or face the cameras when they play poorly, like a middle linebacker makes $20 million, plays poorly a lot. Like all of that, and then just hearing that sort of, we all know what we watched, man. Like, that's not professional grade.
No. They couldn't slow down a bad Texans offense.
You weren't picking people off the street. You selected all these people to be Ravens. You brought them into your building. Many of them have been there for a full offseason, like including the kids you drafted. Many of them were drafted on that defense within the first 4 rounds. None of them are distinguishing themselves. That's a big problem, and it's not just injuries.
Let's hear more from John Harbaugh. Cut 9, Beltway Ben. I'm curious. John Harbaugh talking about Jair Alexander.
I thought he did okay. You know, I mean, I just love the guy. I mean, I love his attitude. He's working super hard. I don't think he's 100% back yet, but we sure needed him out there with all the injuries and stuff like that. And I thought he went out there and really, you know, really fought and really tried to do well. So, you know, as far as, you know, the level of it, you know, I mean, there's a lot more football in Jair for sure. And that's what we got to just try to keep pulling out, you know.
He did fight with Jalen Knoll after Knoll scored his first career touchdown.
He wanted that
first
football after the play was over and the touchdown was scored more than he seemingly has won in any football thrown his way in a Ravens uniform in the regular course
showed
of play.
Fight there.
Yeah, look, we're in the full-blown gaslighting stage of this thing already, and we're barely into October. Like, whatever, dude. You were playing undrafted kids and TJ Tampa ahead of him despite being down 2 starting corners because, well, yeah, because we all saw Buffalo and, well, yeah, some of us told you when he is out there, it probably won't be good. And the defense gave up 500 yards. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, and it's been like this since the start.
You tried to hide him, and you still couldn't. He still acted the fool.
The first or second week, he's getting his knee drained during practice because they signed
no
him
big
right
thing,
after
Bone.
Mandatory
was
minicamp.
Nothing. Yeah.
Sling is no thing.
Minor setback.
Knee drainage is big. Cut 13, Beltway Ben. What did Harbs think of Cooper Rush?
I thought he handled it well. You know, I mean, I don't like the result, and I think it looked bad, you know, and all those different things. I think Cooper would probably tell you that the throw interception to Petre early, that was not a good one. You know, he'd want that one back. The tip ball was kind of crazy. Just a crazy play. I mean, you know,
Andrews giving the ball
just
to
one of those
team.
Years so
again,
far.
Gaslighting.
You know, you got hopefully the odds will come our way a little bit. You got to think it's going to turn. You know, I think we'll start getting some interceptions or some crazy plays. You know, some tip balls for touchdowns and all these different kind of things that happen.
Football gods.
That's
like the one Marlon dropped.
It's going to make us stronger. So, and then the deep ball one. You know, I really couldn't put on him. It just wouldn't be fair.
Yeah. Well, he said that Bateman quit on that one. So. Yeah. To his point ish.
Dude, next they're going to tell you that Andrews caught that ball.
Yeah.
He caught the 2-point conversion. I'm waiting. Who's that? Sasi? Are they saving that for Sasi?
Well, yeah.
Who's going to come out and told you? Well, you know, Andrews caught that ball, but then the officials just
Sasi
blew it.
Doesn't do football stuff. He's business side, Jason. He's business side.
He is.
He's the team president.
Yeah.
Now, maybe in your hypothetical, Eric might come out and say that.
I mean, what the tip ball.
Crazy play.
It bounced off
his hands. That's a
perfect
segue. Yeah. Do I have that six? Yeah, that's a perfect segue into the six of my six pack.
Yeah. Speaking of which, coming up next, we did the defensive observations earlier. Man, that was ugly. But six pack of offensive observations is coming next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I'm a fan. Six pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's our six pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I'm shocked, not that I thought it was going to be a roaring success, that we did not see Tyler Huntley at all in this football game yesterday. Like, they can't run the football at all, and at least this guy's semi-mobile. Maybe you take a chance with that to try to activate the running game, but no, Tyler Huntley did not play.
My six is, what the hell's going on with the tight end position? Likely, again, he does not look focused. He does not look locked in. The penalties were ridiculous, and then the Andrews giveaway, that was no tip ball. I don't know if he's trying to pad his stats. I don't know what the hell he's doing there, but he just gave...
Just catch the ball, that pads your stats.
Like, come on now. You got a backup quarterback. You got an offensive line that's got issues. You can't run the ball a lick. You got to get something out of those two.
Number five.
I didn't know where to put this one. I put it here. It should probably be higher. We saw the pony package. We saw it twice. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, Monk. Your traditional first down rush game is a failure, and we'll get to that much higher on this list. You know, they got Mitchell for a couple plays, but if you're going to have them up and you're going to get blown out like that, what about Mitchell and Justice on the field at the same time? Like, they ran it twice. I guess that's a start, but I hope they're prepared to run it more often and to run different variations off of it, because, again, just handing the ball off to Derrick Henry while five guys collapse on him is not going to do a whole lot.
Yeah, we're similar-ish. Like, the people screaming that Keaton Mitchell was the savior for this whole thing. He did not get much run at all, just three carries for 8 yards, and then the one catch for 5 yards did not look super explosive on kickoff returns either. So, I'll echo what Jason said, though. He should get more run. Like, try something.
Number four
is where I have the tight ends. They combined for 4 catches for 40 yards, and that includes Charlie Kohler's 1 catch. But Isaiah Likely got 2 procedure penalties, and the Mark Andrews, whatever the hell that was, where he tips the ball 3 times before it gets intercepted. Their wide receivers aren't going to have time to run big routes. They need the tight ends to win. They weren't winning.
Four is where I put Cooper Rush. Like, Cooper Rush wasn't good. But Cooper Rush was never going to be good in that scenario. If you're getting boat raced and you can't run the ball at all, you can't even run the ball 4 times for 10 yards to just keep the clock moving. And Bateman. He looked like Perriman.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me that wasn't a Perriman play, though. And Bateman's going to look like Perriman. And I get it. Like, he knows he's running routes to nowhere. He knows they can't push the ball downfield. But, like, if that's going to be what's going on and you're going to get nothing out of your tight ends, then, yeah, Cooper Rush is going to look bad. Saying all that, the early pick is tough. One of the sacks he took where he's spinning around like a dreidel, that's never really going to work for him. So I am not absolving him, but I felt like we talked going in. This might be an untenable situation. Yep. It was an untenable situation for the backup quarterback.
Yeah, I'll go with Ken having the tight ends higher and Likely with the 2 procedure. That can't happen. Healthy, not healthy, that can't happen. They were both in the first half of the football game, and this tight end position was supposed to be a huge difference maker in this offense. We know that Andrews and Kohler didn't do anything in Isaiah Likely's absence, and Andrews had the 1 game, but they haven't gotten much out of that group.
Six pack of offensive observations and Beltway Ben. Let's continue.
Number three.
Harbs, what are we doing here, man? I talked about deferring a lot on the defensive one, and I think deferring early also sort of plays a role here. But the 4th-and-3 field goal, the trying 55-yard field goals, the putting your defense on the field early. You're not who you thought you were. You're not just this team that's just, you know, a couple of guys returning from injury from being fine. Like, he needs to recalibrate what it's going to take very early in these games to establish anything, any sort of positive momentum. And I know your offense ain't good, but it's better than your defense, and God, it might be better than your special teams. So if you're going to preach that your offensive coordinator needs to rethink himself and you're going to lay it all on him, and then the first short yardage chance you have to sustain a drive, you're going to take your offense off the field, then what the hell was the 36 hours whipping Monk all about, where we need more rushing and we need more short yardage? He kept pounding short yardage. You got a chance to send some message to a team that you ran 43 times for 300 yards against Christmas Day, and this is what we're doing?
Three is where I have the Cooper Rush of it all. And he threw 3 picks, but 2 of them weren't his fault. To use Jason's word, it was an untenable situation for Cooper Rush. This is not what he signed up for. Do I think he was good? No. The first drive was good. I guess the scripted 15, that pass to DeAndre Hopkins, that was something. We'll always have that. But nah, this was not great.
Number two.
The offensive line stinks. And I don't think I'm being harsh enough. Like, the offensive line is awful. They don't run block. They don't pass block. Tyler Linderbaum has regressed. Roger Rosengarten has regressed. Obviously, Ronnie Stanley's hurt. And the guards stink. This line's bad.
Well, yeah, the line's bad, but put it on DaCosta, because none of this should be a shocker. If you told me the guards are going to be so far below replacement level, then yeah, it's going to drag the center down. If you told me Ronnie Stanley would have an ankle injury, I would have said, yeah, that sounds like, yeah, he's been on borrowed time. That's why you got him as cheap as you got him, which was great. But then what were you going to do to find your McCary to have someone to replace him? They did nothing. They brought in no real competition for the guards. They don't have us anyone who could even be a jumbo offensive lineman when that worked pretty well against this team last time out. Like, these were all issues coming in. The one thing he did to add to the offense was a vanity play to add D-Hop to a wide receiver room that we already thought was one of the strengths of the team. But, like...
And he's actually
you
flat.
Build
so
your
D-Hop's
team.
At least been good.
You build, yeah. He's been great. You build your team from the trenches inside out, and they refuse to do it the traditional way, and they're going to pay for it dearly the rest of this year because I don't see the offensive line righting itself.
Number one.
Early down Derrick Henry is a road to nowhere. Everybody got what they wanted. Let's see what happens. Like 20 times, 25 times. He couldn't carry 25 times or even 20 times because he only ran 40 plays by feeding him on first down. Like, he had 15 carries and one target to him. That amounted to 33 yards total and an interception. First down rushing from him on the season, he's 20th in first down touches in the NFL. He's 113th in first down rushing EPA. 41 rushes on first down, 17 for two or less, 21 for three or less with three fumbles and an interception. He's got the two long touchdown runs on first down that went for a combined 76 yards. His other 39 first down runs averaged 3.8 per carry. Like, you're going to have to throw the ball more to sustain anything. You're going to have to be less predictable. And that means Justice Hill on the field more to help in pass protection where you need him desperately and to help you in the screen game. You tried it. It was never going to work. It didn't work. You better use him when you get a lead, but you're going to have to throw to get leads.
Yeah, we're back to 2018 pre-Lamar. This team can't run the football, especially while Lamar Jackson's out right now. You heard Jonas Schaefer when he was on with us earlier. Derrick Henry, 0 yards before contact yesterday. It's a disaster. It's a complete mess. He's got no chance.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you guys had similar top threes, but with Lamar Jackson not starting a quarterback, I don't care who's in the backfield. You're not going to be able to run the football, like you said, Ken. Like it's
a disaster.
What Jonas had that stat. Derrick Henry yards before contact
zero. I just said it. Yeah, zero.
Crazy.
By the way, and Jason's right. I don't think they're the same, but there's similarities. The idea that we're going to play best case scenario kind of. It harkens to the Orioles. Like, we don't need to fortify because we're going to be good. Well, you know what? What happens when that rainy day hits? They got nothing to help. We'll come back. We'll get the text of the day. We'll preview tomorrow's show. Get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan. Quickly, before we get to the text of the day, we didn't in League at Large discuss this, but I do want to take a moment to give the Arizona Cardinals credit. They do find new and exciting ways to lose football games.
And they
the
are
DiMercato
something else.
Dropping the ball at the 1 yard line, and then they actually intercept a pass. The guy fumbles the ball as he's falling to the ground. Of course, he wasn't touched, so there's no contact. It gets kicked into the end zone and turns into a Titans touchdown.
That was legitimately one of the craziest plays I've ever seen in my life. Like, and very on brand for that game and both of those franchises, but it's just insanity.
Jason DiMercato, if he scores, they're up 28-6 with 12 minutes left to go in the game. They lose 22-21.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost some crazy games. They won a game against Carolina that they probably should have lost. Like, Kyler Murray got banged up in that game.
Yeah, took a ball to the face.
He doesn't really want to run anymore, and he's only throwing for about 200 a game. Connor was the heart and soul of that team. That injury, I think, really kind of decimated them. It's not a very good operation. I don't think that head coach is particularly good. I think he's defensive coordinator, not a head coach. And that owner is that you want to talk about feckless, pathetic ownership.
Yeah,
just Google the Bidwells. It goes back generations.
Feckless.
Let's get the text of the day, Beltway Ben.
Check 1-2. Check.
Okay. Text of the day comes from Noah in Baltimore, who says, "This is the most embarrassed I've been being a Ravens fan. Any offense can run it up on this defense. Nothing can save them. There will be lots of empty seats Sunday against the Rams."
It's again, it's the worst defense I've ever seen, and I'm not. Like trying to be funny or being exact, they don't. As the texter just said, they don't slow anybody down. Like, teams just do whatever the hell they want.
The Ravens have given up 177 points this season. It's the most for any five-game stretch in the history of the franchise.
And it's more points than the 2000 Ravens gave up the whole year.
They've given up 13 passing touchdowns, most in the NFL. 8 rushing touchdowns, second most in the NFL. They've given up 20 more points than anybody in the league. And the next worst team at 157 is the Jets. And they've been a complete and utter failure across the board. Like,
that Aaron Glenn thing's not working out, Jason.
It's off to a rough start.
We'll always have the dance on the blocked field goal.
Yes, the game ended up losing. Yeah,
that was
fun. That was fun.
That sent the game over.
Yeah, that was not good.
I've been on the receiving end of all the special teams.
Oh, really? That's no good.
None of it is helping.
The Eagles won.
Dude, I had 52. I had a Hurts anytime touchdown, and I moved the number up to 52.5. That ended up taking it to 54. If he just falls on the ball, if Big Boy just falls on the ball.
Yeah, big fella.
That's an easy.
Yeah. Bone, what do we got on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we have Oriole Hall of Famer, all-around good guy, Mike Boyd.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
We have Morgan Atsit on the program, and she posted the video that's gone viral of John Harbaugh getting booed by tens of Ravens fans. And Aaron Schatz. His model DVOA.
Oh, best ever.
The Ravens for the past couple of years.
What's he thinking of this
one day? Like, the greatest 2 years ago was like maybe the best regular season team ever.
Yeah.
Heady times.
Not so much. And we probably have another guest, but that person, his phone's notifications are off. So, I got to lock in a time. So we'll get that later. But I'm pretty sure he'll be joining us as well. That is it for us. Remember, Infinity Sports Radio coming up next, followed by Monday Night Football. Good one. Chiefs-Jaguars. Jaguars got a chance, Jason? Do they have a chance?
I would take the 3.5.
There you go. Jaguars and Chiefs. Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.